You are about to hear a conversation between myself and my children. We all put down our devices and just talked to each other, something we should probably do more often. No screens, just a simple question to start and some careful listening. Here's what Clara and William had to say. I wanted to ask you both what you think it was like for me when I was growing up and what you think the differences are between my childhood and your childhood, because they're very different.
You did a lot of sports, I know that.
Yeah, I would hide. I would hide. There, when I was in secondary school, they had a really big sports field and they called it a cricket pavilion. I don't know if you really know what that
is. Is that
like
a circle thing?
It's just a building where you could get changed and where there's like a little kitchen so they can do teas and stuff. And it had the scoreboard up on the front of the building.
Nice.
So the whole year, 120 boys, it was a boys' school, would go in, supposedly get changed for cricket. I would go and hide in the cupboards. So I didn't have to do cricket because I really hated games. Or if it was a cross-country run, I would go and I would go and hide.
Did you ever get caught?
Yeah, of course I did.
How many times?
I don't remember. I don't think I had the nerve to try it too many times.
What happened? Did you get shouted?
I would just get shouted at and be made to go and do it.
You didn't sit on the PlayStation for about 6 hours a day.
I didn't have a PlayStation.
Yeah, no.
But
did
I did
it exist?
No, but we did have computers. The home computing revolution happened when I was probably 9 or 10, because those first computers came out that you could buy and have in your home. Before that point, they'd only been used in businesses. Do you know what we had to do to get games? You would either buy a book that had all of the code for the games printed out in it, and you would have to type it into your computer.
How long were the codes? Were they like...
Oh, really long. I mean, it would take days to type a game in. And then they invariably wouldn't work.
Game codes are big as well.
But bear in mind that the memory that was in those first computers was about 1,000th of the memory which is in your iPhone now. They had tiny amounts of computer power and memory. So it would be a lot of code, but it would be nowhere near as complicated as anything that you do now.
Were they those, like, really thick computers?
Yeah, they were quite big.
Are they indestructible, probably?
Indestructible. No, like, they're only made of plastic.
Those TVs, they're so thick. They're like, you can't break them.
No, you can.
You can. And the screens on those things were glass.
Ew.
So when I was your age, Clara, we had a black and white television. It wasn't even a coloured television. Not for very long.
Okay.
So yeah, the computer was something like that. You had to type the games in by hand, or you would have to load the game off a cassette tape. You would plug a tape player into your computer with a cable, and the beeps on the tape would be translated into ones and zeros by the computer, and that would end up in computer code. If there was something wrong, it would crash, the computer would crash, and you would have to turn it all off, go back to the beginning of the tape, start again, and the game would take like 10 minutes to load.
Oh my God.
Mm.
There's a lot of things you can do in 10 minutes.
So when you think the ping is a bit slow on our broadband or our Wi-Fi...
It's not even our Wi-Fi, it's just the servers, because so many people on games.
Mm.
Yeah.
What things do you know about that are different for you than they are for me, or were for me?
Your school was mean, strict.
School was more strict.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah, people would still get punished physically at school. You can't do that now, obviously.
Oh, my God. Oh, I think something different would be the food is nicer.
The food's still pretty...
Yeah, but still.
I don't think that's true, though, because when I was having school dinner, it was actually cooked on site in the school's kitchen. It wasn't taxied in from a...
It's still nice, though. The food's still nice. They have pizza, which is actually... I like the pizza.
We didn't ever have pizza.
I actually have a question. Did you... just go to boys' school?
Well, my primary school, up to your age, well, 11, was mixed.
Okay.
But then when I went to grammar school, it was all boys.
Nice.
And there was a girls' school as well, over the road, but we only had anything to do with them if it was for a school play. Yeah. So how do you think you would find that, Clara, if you had to go to a school that was just girls?
Boring.
Boring why?
I mean, not that many people play... Not many girls play football at our school, so... A lot more boys like football, so... It would be quite boring if we wanted to do it.
See, when I was at primary school, I would quite happily spend my lunchtime... If the girls were doing something that I wanted to do, then I would be fine doing that. And if the boys were running around playing, I don't know...
Manhunt
or something, I would go and do that. And yet when I got to secondary school and it was all about playing football, I wasn't interested because I wasn't any good at it. So I didn't enjoy that experience at all.
What did the girls think of you playing with them?
I think they liked it. Because some of the boys could be horrible. You know what boys can be like.
Yeah.
William, what do you think it would be like at an all-boys school? I get the feeling you probably wouldn't care that much.
I don't know. It'd just be like normal school with just like less people to talk to. Most people at our school are friends with each other, so it's like it's just anyone talks to anyone, really.
You're saying that it's mostly chat rather than playing games.
I mean, you do occasionally play football, but it's more just talking.
Mm. Are you allowed to have your phones at lunchtime?
I mean, if you really want to, you can, because no teacher actually checks, but you're not supposed to.
When I was your age, obviously, we didn't have mobile phones even, let alone smartphones. If I wanted to make a phone call and if I was not at home, I had to go and use a payphone. You know, go and put... You've seen those. You don't see them very much anymore, but you open the door and you go inside, you put your money in the slot and you dial.
But also...
You had to know the number.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I only know my number, that's it.
I don't know my number.
Text messaging didn't exist, obviously.
Yeah, like, now it just saves to your phone. So
what do you
just...
What do you think it would be like for you if you didn't have a smartphone? Can you imagine what that would be like?
It wouldn't be that fun. Like, if you're on a long car trip, it'd be... I mean, you can talk to each other, but it just entertains you a bit more.
So car trips would be a problem.
Yeah.
No YouTube, no Instagram. You can't call people. You can't message people.
What do you think you might do instead, though?
No music.
Mm. Oh, my God, yeah, that would suck.
You can't really replace your phone unless you set up with another phone.
Well, you can call people on a regular phone.
I know, but they're impossible to use.
Why do you think it's impossible to use a regular phone?
To message somebody... Oh, wait, one of them, a landline or, like, a Nokia thing.
A regular phone? I'm thinking pre-mobile.
The ones in, like, the telephone booths.
Yeah, you know, a telephone.
Because I don't know anyone's number.
Can't believe I have to explain to you what a telephone is.
I thought you meant like a mobile phone, not a smartphone.
Well, you were just describing the things that you couldn't do if you didn't have a smartphone. Calling, you could still use a regular phone. If you wanted to speak to your friend, you would have to...
The one in the booth.
A telephone. Oh, my God. This is a generation gap.
That's
wow.
A telephone, right?
A landline.
A mobile phone, I just consider a telephone.
A landline.
Do anything on it.
Okay. A landline. You could call your friends on a landline.
Yeah, but I don't know anyone's number. I just have it saved in my phone.
Well, so on that, William, we didn't used to store everybody's phone number in our phones. We used to have phone books.
What are they?
Everybody's number was printed in them, or you would just write them down. You know, maybe keep it by the phone. You'd have to look up the number and phone someone. You're looking at me like I'm speaking Martian.
No, I know what phone books are. Pretty sure Nanny has one.
Yeah, I was just going to say that Nanny has one of those. The one that's like a ring, a ring, and you have to pick it up, and there's the big squiggly thing that connects it to the...
The wire.
Yeah, that. Sorry, it's just because it like goes around in circles.
You're describing a telephone for people that don't know what a telephone is. One of the other things you said, William, that you would use your smartphone for a lot is music.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen a tape-based Walkman?
Yeah, I've seen those. And don't they have those headphones that are, like, quite small for your ears and they go around and connects
the headphones are not so very different, but the bit that actually play the music, you know those little individual boxes of cereal that you can get?
Mm. Yeah.
It was about that big. And you would put a tape into it, so you had... You could only take one tape out with you, usually, and it had a little clip on the back so you could clip it on your belt. So you'd have this little box clipped on your belt.
Oh, my God.
And a wire going from that thing to your headphones. And the headphones would be like a metal band across the top of your head. And then usually there were these orange foam circles that had the speakers behind them. But that was it. You would take your tape out, and tapes always sound so bad. You couldn't shuffle them. You know, you had to listen to the thing in order. You could fast forward or rewind the tape, but then you had to wait for the tape to wind.
Oh, my God.
You don't know how lucky you are. What else was it you said?
Instagram, YouTube.
Oh, yeah, no, forget it. You didn't have that.
No.
It was TV or nothing, so...
I never watched TV that much.
How many TV channels do you think we had?
Didn't you have, like, three or four?
It was three, then it became four, then it became five.
Three, then four, then five, yeah.
And now it's...
See, I do know some things about the past.
It wasn't 24 hours like it is now. We didn't have hundreds of channels.
There's games on the TV that you can play.
Yeah, they're probably dreadful.
Has anyone ever done that?
I have. I've played them This is football one. So you know that ping pong thing where it's like
ping pong.
Yeah, yeah. And but there's like a platform on the bottom of the screen and the top of the screen, and you had to move it.
But it was pretty awful, right?
It was okay.
What about food? How do you think food has changed?
Spam.
Spam. How? What do you know about spam?
It's canned meat, isn't it?
There's this on GIFs. When you text, there's this, like, it's a spam can, and it's a spam, it's, like, spinning round.
Is that all and you know about it?
No, and I knew about it before. It's probably, like, I think I know that it's disgusting also.
I think I quite liked it.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. You would cut slices of this meat as it came out of the can. Actually, it's making me feel slightly sick thinking about it.
Was it watery?
No, I think I would have it in sandwiches with pickle. I wouldn't eat that now. What else do you think has changed on the food front over the years?
It's got better. Like, food back there would have been all right.
What sweets were there that there aren't now?
Some of them had different names. They were generally bigger. Chocolate bars have got smaller.
That's really annoying, because I spend £1 for a nice one, but it's actually tiny.
I don't even like sweets or chocolate that much anymore. I like them.
I'll have yours, no. Sweets.
I do like them, but they're too sugary.
What about clothes?
Oof, no. Weren't these things where your trousers would be up really high and then you'd have a tucked in button-up shirt?
The trend for waistlines to be further down has definitely come in since I was a child, yes. So waists were quite high.
I don't understand.
Tucked in shirts, yeah, I think there were quite a lot of tucked in shirts.
Everyone just wore like fluorescent neon stripy shirts.
And slicked back hair.
There was quite a lot of gel. Hair gel.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll tell you what there was a lot of on the clothes front. Brown. Yeah, it was pretty awful.
One question. Were there really waiters with roller skates on their feet serving food?
Waiters on roller skates?
Yeah.
Where have you got that from?
I don't know, I just thought it was a thing then.
Maybe in America. Certainly yeah, not where I think I was it's brought America. Up.
I Maybe. Actually thought it was a thing in America. I honestly did.
What about cinema?
I don't know if this was when you were born, probably before. They wouldn't actually have any sound on the film. There would be like musical people that haven't seen the film before and would just play what they think would go well with it.
Yeah, that was quite a long time before I was born, Clara. We didn't still have silence when I was a kid.
Hey, at least I know that though.
The first sound film was in something like 1926. Which was nearly 50 years before I was born. William, I think you had something to say.
I thought she was going to say other people were there, like selling the tickets for our roller skates.
Wouldn't there be, like, there'd be an entrance on one side, entrance on another side, and there'd be a glass thing where you would, like, slide the ticket through, and the ticket place wouldn't actually be inside the building.
Yeah, you're right about that. So the ticket booth, the box office...
Yeah.
Yeah, the cinema theaters. That was near where I was brought up, there was only one, and it only had one screen. We didn't have, you know, multiplexes like we have now. That's all happened since I was a child. We never used to have those. You're right, there would be steps going in, but you queued outside to buy your ticket.
And you wouldn't buy the ticket in advance. You would just say, I want to watch this film.
Correct.
Here's the money, give me ticket.
You had to turn up and queue up, and so that's exactly what we did when... what's the second Star Wars film?
I don't know. I don't really like Star Wars.
Empire Strikes Back?
No.
How do you know?
Wait, not actual
Chapter 5.
Yeah.
Whatever the film
Before
was.
They started making all these other ones.
Return of the Sith.
Chapter 5. No. Chapter 5.
Yes,
that's Return of the Sith. The Empire Strikes Back.
What's the last one? That's Return of the Sith.
Episode 5.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it's not Sith anything. It's The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, no, I get that now. I said that was the sixth one.
No, the sixth one was Return of the Jedi. Why are you pulling faces at me? Star Wars,
because
the original Star Wars,
wrong.
Episode 4,
back.
A New Hope. Then it's...
Yes.
You're not still trying to argue, are you?
No, I get it. I'm just...
Just admitting that you're wrong?
Yes.
Ah, okay, that's why you look so pained. So we had to go and queue up to get into The Empire Strikes Back. What year was that? 1979, 1980 or something? I don't know. I don't really like Star Wars.
Same.
But yeah, there was a massive queue because you couldn't book a ticket in advance. There was only one screen.
Yeah.
So everyone would line up outside in the rain. And, yeah, you bought your ticket and you went in. And people would smoke inside. Smoking, that's a thing that's changed massively since I was little.
And they had those big pipes, didn't they? And now we only have little...
Actually, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, the big pipes. You know, it was like that and it was a big tube kind of thing. You mean pipes?
Oh, people still smoke those. They're just not common.
Popular.
There was no vaping. And now you see people outside buildings smoking all the time. That
should not have smoke inside.
So in restaurants and planes and buses, you could still smoke.
Can you?
I think there was normally a different section. Like, I think on a bus, if you wanted to smoke, you had to sit upstairs at the back. But you could still do it. How do you think houses have changed?
Modern.
Nicer. Actually, no, that's not true, because most houses that people live in now were built before.
Victorian.
Yeah, exactly. Cheaper. They were definitely cheaper.
Definitely.
Well, everything was cheaper then.
I think my mum and dad bought their house for about £3,000.
That's so cheap.
But what you've got to remember is that people were earning a lot less money.
Oh, yeah, and I bet £3,000 was quite a lot then.
It was quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
Housing, I don't think, was the commodity in those days that it is now.
No, you could literally buy a gaming PC for £3,000.
How about cars?
We actually saw an old car on the way to the park.
Today?
The one where it was
a two-seat, a Citroen 2CV.
Whatever that is, yeah.
Yeah. I think they were fairly old even when I was a child. They're very small.
Oh, I've seen those cars. It's like a one-seater and it's like that. It's so thin, but it's really tall.
Smart cars. Yeah, no, we didn't have those. Electric cars, they didn't exist. Cars generally, family cars have gotten bigger.
Yeah, there's like trucks now.
Air conditioning, forget it. Bluetooth, no. Power steering, no.
Did it even have chargers?
No chargers, well, there was nothing to charge. You were lucky if you could light a cigarette and play a tape. What else has changed a lot? Yes, William?
I know, like quality of like films. And where there wouldn't be multiple clips, it would just be one really long clip.
I think there's generally a lot more editing in TV and film now.
Yeah.
It's so much easier.
Yeah, it's just like CGI.
A great example is when we watched that Doctor Who story the other day from 1970, which predates even me.
Oh, my gosh.
And the picture quality was pretty ropey.
But that's because it was, like, clear or something. What was it again?
It had to be reconstructed because the BBC wiped all of the tapes.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. And the script was incredible.
What did you think of the storytelling in old Doctor Who compared to what we get now?
The green screens were dreadful.
Oh, my God. CGI and Major and Scorch Charles, though, is great for the big buildings. They look so real.
CGI is an interesting thing to talk about because we obviously had none of that, so effects were much, much more difficult to achieve. And much as I don't like Star Wars, they did look amazing for their day, what they were able to do on screen.
Yeah.
Whereas now, I always think, because you can do literally anything with a computer, I think it means that things just don't look real.
Especially, like, horror films with effects. If somebody gets cut in, like, half, practical effects, they're harder, they look a lot better most of the time, because CGI is so easy to make it look really fake, and a lot of the time it just doesn't look as good. So, it might be, although they're harder, practical effects do look better.
So, music.
Better.
From the early 1980s to now, you've heard some old music. What do you think of it? How do you think it's changed, improved, got worse?
I remember when we first started, first week of doing work at home, I think every morning Mummy made us listen to, like, orchestra music, and we actually had our hoods on our ears because we hated it.
Put headphones in.
We were like, ha.
Well, that's orchestral music, though. I was really thinking more of pop music.
You know, I mean, it's okay. It's like, I just don't think it's as good, though.
I mean, when I was really young, I listened to, like, whatever, because you just played whatever and I would listen to it.
Teletubbies.
I don't listen to pop. I don't really listen to any singing. I just listen to rap.
Rap isn't really singing. But it's good, though.
I think people have got better because there's more techniques being introduced, more things you're able to do with a computer, more ways to make better beats, better melodies.
I think that brings up a really good point about how things have changed, because what you're talking about is using computers to make music. And it used to be the case that the only way you could make releasable commercial music was to go into a studio, which is incredibly expensive to do. Whereas now, you can create a track on your phone or your iPad. It's amazing how everybody has these tools available to them. You can do really good stuff. So you're lucky, really, your generation and, well, previous generation, has been able to use those tools. Whereas for me, growing up, it was just impossible. Do you think that because it is so much easier to make your own music or films or what have you now, there is just too much out there?
There's a lot of music that you listen to and it's just not good, or films that you watch, it just wasn't good. But there's also, it means there's a lot of films and music which doesn't get listened to. Mm. And the artist that made it can be extremely talented, or the producer and the cast, they just don't get recognition because it's just... there's so much.
Just gets lost.
Yeah, you know, these massive producers putting out these dreadful films where he's like, or in like music, you'll search for like Spotify and YouTube and stuff with like a couple of thousand views, which isn't that much really. And they're 10 times better than these massive rappers.
Mm.
I actually saw that there were these people. I literally made a band out of robots. Also, I think, you know how you said about good people making bad films? One word. Cats. Sorry.
This is a problem we certainly didn't have when I was growing up. Too much choice. You would listen to the top 40 on a Sunday night, you would pick the songs you liked, and that was it. You're choosing from 40 songs a week, not thousands like you are now. Huh. And TV channels, there was often just nothing on. We would go and read a book, and then we'd go and beat our clothes down by the riverside on the rocks.
What?
Put on a 78... and go and do some embroidery for entertainment, or learn the latest new gavotte.
Uh-huh, what's that?
On the harpsichord.
You're talking like Russian Revolution things.
Now, will I still be around when you are 40-something and asking your children these same questions? That's what I'd like to know.
It's only 30 years for me. God, that's depressing.
And one day, yay, your kids will be saying to you, what was it like before we had flying cars? And you'll be telling them all about sitting around in traffic, and they won't believe you.
Oh my God. But if you think about it, I bet in 20 years there'll be lots of stuff that we tell kids, and they'll be like, really? That sounds boring, you know, because they have more advanced technology.
I think that's probably true. iPhone 39.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's leave it there.
Bye.
That's it for this time. Thank you for playing this episode of the No Screens podcast. We'll be putting down our devices, talking and listening again soon. I hope you will too. Bye for now.